One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence. Non-droid.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Welcome to Pardon My American. Greg.
Hello, hello, hello.
Chris.
Whoa.
Yeah, I see Dave's arm. Uh-oh. Somebody messed with the cameras, dang it.
Look at that. Look at that. I'm going to be Chris's head right here.
Yeah.
How the
hell? Oh, boy. A peek behind the curtain of our production.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, no one really ever gets to see, actually, behind Chris's little area. You know what I mean? Where you're standing, it blocks your helmets and stuff, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes when you're standing there, you can't see all the cool stuff you have on your shelf. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can't.
Yeah, but you get to see the cool computer screen. You know he's doing shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude. True that.
Eh, whatever.
Happy Wednesday, folks. Happy Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Middle of the week. The hump day. Remember we used to say happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
It's over the hill now.
Over the hill. To Epstein's list we go.
Oh, gosh. That's true. That's true. Cold one.
So are you guys excited? So let's dive right into this Epstein list. Yeah. Are you guys excited to hear about what's going to happen here?
Of course. I mean, I'm excited. I don't know what the extent will be, you know, but right. I'm excited. Now, I caught a little bit of you guys texting earlier. I was at work, you know, and I saw something, and then you were like, we'll see, you know, and I'm with that.
Dude, I said I'll see it when I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's the how many promises have we been, like, propped up and just, like, well, never happened.
That's true. I will say the one difference is obviously watching her speaking and stuff and kind of saying that tomorrow we're going to see some information. I like that. I mean, if you're saying tomorrow, then I'm guessing
putting a time frame on it.
Something's going to happen. It's not even like a month from now. It's like tomorrow. But the question I had for Chris, it wasn't a question. The statement I made to Chris was, what is it going to be, though? Is it going to be something we already know? You know, I kind of want to hear something new, something refreshing, like, we have video of Hillary with a dildo on banging her husband. I want to see something. You know what I mean? I want to see something like extraordinary.
I don't really want to see that.
I want all the freak to come out. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want to see it.
They're not going to release anything that is going to jeopardize or out any victims for sure.
Oh, not
right,
victims.
Especially minors.
No, she said, what'd she say? She said flight logs, names, those kind of things are coming out. But here's the good thing. How many of the lists have we seen, Greg? You know, where it's
right.
You don't know that they're made up. And people are like, yeah, Tom Hanks is on there, 20s, you know, it's like
that's
okay,
true.
Don't know that
if,
they're real.
If there is a list of an actual like flight list or a list of people that have visited the island, it's going to be these are the actual people that went, not just something that somebody posted online.
Yeah, because that was my issue, man. I feel like a lot of the stuff that you saw on like Reddit and all this other bullshit. It's like, you don't have any evidence that any of these people, you know what I mean? Like, remember it was like Tracy Morgan. I mean, maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, were they on there? Were they not? But if they're saying it, I'm gonna trust that they got the information that we could actually at least use it to say that person really was on there. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think we had Pam Bondi on the Jesse Waters show, right? Or Waters World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a clip of that.
I saved the clip. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I still can't do. She's we were talking about last show, man. She's
You were saying like she's what, 59, almost 60.
She's good. She's good looking, bro. She's 59. She looks good for 59, dude.
Yeah.
Like I'm.
What do you think? What do you think she does? What's like her routine? You
know? She lives in Florida.
She just she must work out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She must work out.
She must work out.
It's the humidity.
I don't. You know. I just. It's weird because like I think as we get older and you start seeing people that are older, you're like, damn, that you would have not seen this.
But you know 40 what?
Years ago, this is not well, like a 6-year-old would not look like that. Okay?
Is it that would not look like that or? Is our perspective changing the way we're older? Like, if we were still 15 years old, would she look old as shit to us?
Nah, because I work with young kids, and they think that some of these people are, like, super hot, and we wouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. A six-year-old back in the... And the thing was, I'm not sidetracking, I swear to God, but they were saying that hairstyles is what's making this happen because the old hairstyles were so aging. But I'm just going to be honest with you.
And makeup.
Look at her face.
Well, like the mom bob, you know, the short hair. Yeah.
The beehive.
Never do that,
ladies. Beehive shit, you know, like all that. But here's the thing I'll say. If you just look at her face, she does not even look 60. You know what I'm saying? Like, even...
Well, pull up the video. Let's look at her face.
Oh, yeah, you can't see it. I'm seeing it right now.
Said last week that you...
Hold on.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, I mean, she looks young. But this is like, you got to... You know, she's dressed up for TV, bro. Like, she's got a lot of makeup on. And
totally get it. Right? I'm with you 100%. I'm still sticking on it. If we were 20 and you remember what you think of a 60-year-old, wrinkled lips, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she looks like a MILF, dude.
She looks like she's 48, 45. You know what I'm saying? Like that's and a good 45, you know, like not like a beat-up 45.
No, like she's ready to take you 45.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Okay, let's play this. We're getting crazy here.
You have the Epstein files on your desk. When can we see them, and what's taking so long to release them?
I do. Jesse, there are well over, this will make you sick, 200 victims. 200. So we have, well over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected and their personal information. But other than that, I think tomorrow, you know, the personal information of victims. Other than that, I think tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released by my office.
What kind? Are we going to see who was on the flights? Are we going to see any evidence from what he recorded? Because he had all of his homes wired with recording devices.
Yeah, what you're going to see, hopefully tomorrow... is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information, but it's pretty sick what that man did.
Okay, well, we'll
along
look for
with
that.
His co-defendant,
absolutely, and he had help. That's for
he
sure.
He sure did.
Mm.
So what I don't get is like, it's taken years to redact these names of the 200 people. I mean. Come on, you can do that in less than 8 hours.
I don't think it's taken years. I think the previous people that were in charge of holding on to it were never planned on releasing it ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's taken years to go through it. I think it has been purposely withheld.
So why didn't Trump release it in his first term? Like when Epstein was like killed in prison, you know what I mean?
Well, listen, that's a good question. That's a good question. But
timing is everything, my friend.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Political bait, bro.
I don't know if
that's what
I'm not going to say it political bait. I think if it was thrown out then, I don't think people would have soaked it up the same as they would now.
Oh, yes, they would have.
I feel like it would have been more. Because it was
more.
Yeah, because I think it was
way more.
It was the news then. It's not the news now. People were ready for it, man. Come on. Everybody was talking about it.
I don't think people were ready for it.
Why not? Okay. Just names?
What do you mean?
They were, I mean, here's
it's
the
not
thing.
Just names, dude.
I know. They were releasing fake, like fake names. I'm going to say they're fake. They were releasing fake logs and people wanted to, and they were exploring those left and right. You know what I mean? Like if they actually released the real logs, like, come on, man. I think they would have absolutely been ready for it.
And it would have been squashed, and everything would have nobody would have seen it because every social media site on planet Earth would have squashed it away, and everyone that even talked about it would have went to fucking jail.
I know, but here's the thing:
Bongino would have talked about it. Charlie Kirk would have talked about it. Maybe
Candace Owens would have talked about it. Like
Crowder, right? He would have talked about it. Like these alternate, like
Temple.
Alternate shows.
Yeah, the alternate shows. But I mean, like, that's not the majority of the population.
Tucker would have talked about it for sure. So it's like, the people would have talked about it, dude. Like, this was a big deal when it happened. People really wanted to see Bill Clinton go down. They, I mean, that was the prime example that, like, they wanted to go, like, Hillary go to jail because of this whole Epstein shit.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the reason behind her going to jail. Her going to jail was the spying and the emails.
For sure. For sure. This is, you know, Hillary is included. But I'm just saying, like,
I think it's in the middle.
They used like the Epstein stuff to go after quote conspiracies.
Yeah.
Right. They used that to clamp down, just like you were saying, and they use this, and they use like everything else, like the COVID. They use frickin' the Biden laptop, right? They use all of this stuff in 2020 to literally just say like, whoa. We got all these conspiracies going around that all these celebrities are like satanic, and the whole QAnon stuff, like literally Epstein and the QAnon stuff was the buildup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like it gave them the foundation to ban a lot of people off of YouTube, ban them off of social media, like you were saying. So I think that they used it as a political tool, dude. And I don't know why Trump wouldn't have released it to be like, look, they're not fraud. Like, these guys aren't talking conspiracy. This is true. So here you go. Here's the list.
I mean, it's a reasonable question. I think it honestly lies in the middle of what you both are saying. I think it was when I brought him up multiple times on Weinstein when he was on Joe Rogan, right? He made the statement that, like, had Trump won in 2020, right, he would not have been able to do the things he's doing right now. Just the momentum that he's getting now would have not been achievable at the time, just with everything that was going on. Whether you believe that or not, I would argue that, like, maybe he just wasn't in a position and didn't have the right people. And I mean, look at the people that he actually has behind him right now. Look at his cabinet meeting that he just had. It's a pretty good group of people. I know you could argue that who's bad and who's good and all that crap. I'm just saying this is some really well-known names. Cash Patel, Bongino going in, you know, doing, like, some big names, some people that really want to release information, seemingly, right? Maybe that wasn't the case in 2016, 2017. I don't know. We know that he had some bad people in his party at the time. So I don't know, man.
I don't know. It seems like it's like just because you have bad people in your party, you can't take. I mean, he's a boss, dude. Like, grab it by the balls and be like, no, fuck
yeah,
that.
But see,
here you go.
I don't listen. I actually disagree with that. We've talked. How much power does a president really actually have? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a bunch of people who are trying to buck the system underneath of him, which they were. We saw that in 2016, 17. Even the military guys were lying to Trump about who was where and how many people were there.
Well, one military guy was, yeah.
Sure, but my point is how many people lied as in general? Like, how many people didn't want him to, they thought he was going to be radicalized or whatever the situation. Like, is it possible? Like, I think it's possible that, like, he didn't have the support around him and real Republicans around him that wanted to get shit done.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that he has that right now, too. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know who benefits from keeping the Epstein stuff secret. That's what I want to know.
The people that are on this log, I think, is the one that benefit.
Not only that, but the people who were paying for this log, right? Because I want to know who paid Epstein, who is he working for, and where is the information now? And, like, who all knows this? Like, foreign countries? Right. Dan Bongino was on Timcast. There's a clip of him going viral where he's saying there was a country in the Middle East that Epstein was working for. He didn't know which country that was. But I'm just saying, like,
well, he didn't say he didn't know what country it was. He said he wasn't going to say what country it was.
No, he said he didn't know.
Oh, I thought the clip I saw said he wasn't going to say I don't know. Where.
I mean,
I could be wrong.
It could be many, right? I think, are you leaning towards Israel? Is that what you're going to say?
Well, if he said Middle East, then yeah. But I mean, Prince Andrew was also heavily, like, he was royalty spotted multiple times at Epstein's place, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But, like, Ehud Barak, the former Israeli prime minister, is definitely involved with this. And, you know, you had the Epstein information tied to his campaign trail. And it's like, you know, now this Epstein stuff's getting involved in elections over there. Mm. And it's like, what the hell is going on? Right. And so that's why I'm like, what did they use this information for? And that is the end game, because this information is used for blackmail for political purposes. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to know. It's like, whoever's on the list, yeah, that sucks. Arrest their ass, throw them in Gitmo, or fucking, you know, hang them if they did stuff to kids.
Yeah.
But it's like, we have to stop the reason why this happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you're finding the cure for cancer. That's great. But let's stop the cancer. You know? That's my thing.
You're not wrong. I mean, there's always a reason why it's happening in the first place. Like, we've all said, like, Epstein was not the fucking guy. He was not the guy doing it, like controlling this whole fucking enterprise of whatever he was fucking doing.
Right.
He was just a dude that was in control of part of it.
I mean, well, he was a pervert.
I look at it as assumption. We don't know. Like, it doesn't always have to be bigger, because that's where like, I'm like, okay, so say there's somebody above him. But that would still not be good enough. There'd have to be somebody above him. Like, it doesn't always have to be somebody big. Like, he was a guy who manipulated systems. He lied about what his things were to get money.
I mean, you're right. He could have been the head guy of the U.S. version of what he was doing.
I think
there could be multiple different head people, factions of what that doing that kind of thing all over the world.
Mm-hmm. There are people doing it all over the
world. Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that they all answer to someone else.
It does not mean that, like, they all answer to someone else.
Oh, like Farrakh over there in the Middle East does the same thing, but he knows Jeffrey Epstein does that business in the U.S., and they contact each other to do that, and it's not like they all work for a head person.
Well, listen, if you're into the same shit, why would you not contact the people that are into the same shit? So it's not shocking to me if Epstein contacted P. Diddy, for example, right? Or if they got together, like, they have things in common.
Hey, let me tell you some tricks I do.
You know what I'm saying?
So what sparks my curiosity, though, is like, why is the list still not out there? And why do we not know about the origins of this? Like, we still don't know what the reason for Epstein's Island was. Like, we just assume it's for, like, getting your rocks off for fucking perverts.
Well, no,
you know what I mean?
We know what it's for. It's for blackmail.
We're assuming that.
It's all assumption.
I mean, yes, we're assuming, but I mean, I'm willing to guess. I'd bet $100 on it. The majority of it is for blackmail purposes. You blackmail, you have control over them, and now you can change countries. You can change all that shit.
Are you really like that surprised that we haven't seen it? Like, it's not that shocking, man. Like, listen, everything we've talked about, like when we argue and go back and forth about how long things take or this, you know. We're going to have like no Federal Reserve, no taxes, right? Like this kind of stuff and that kind of stuff. The whole thing's slow as fuck. Like nobody like really wants it to happen. You know what I mean? Like it might go that direction, but there's going to be roadblocks the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at NXIVM as a prime example of like a sex cult where you did have lists released. You had the whole operation like devolve in front of your eyes. Like they like described the exact thing in court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one thing is Rainier, the cult leader, went to court and he was tried, where Epstein didn't get that chance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like Alex Mack, the secret life of Alex Mack, everybody.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. What is
you never heard of that show?
No.
Yeah,
what is that?
It's an old dude.
He turned into a puddle and could float under doorways and stuff. It was cool.
Yeah, it was a little weird, dude. You don't remember the video where it showed like the weird, crappy graphics of him? Like,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But like that particular case, I mean, you're talking about JV League shit. It's terrible, but I'm saying like compared to Epstein, that's like, who gives a shit? This Epstein thing could potentially, depending on what they release, be real bad for like a lot of political
players. That's my point. Is like, that's why we haven't seen the release, because there's countries or there's high level people involved. There must be a reason why they're not releasing this list. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you said like, I'm curious why, like I'm not curious why, like that is the reason why. The reason why is that there's the names that do not want to get out.
Right. But then your assumption that it stops at Epstein
mm-hmm.
could, like, has to be, you know, there has to be more than that.
No, there does not. If I had a club, and if I was a really terrible person, right, and I had this speakeasy fucking backdoor fucking thing, right, that everybody knew about, right, that I was running this dirty ass thing in the basement, and all these celebrities, because we know celebrities and politicians, they get strippers, they have orgies, they do all kinds of crappy shit. But if my place was the place, and they just knew that it was a place that they could go safely, quote unquote safely, and do their business that they want to do, it doesn't mean that I'm like, I have something going on. It's just, that's the place that everybody knew to go. It's the club to go to when you want to have underage people. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't, he had an island, bro. Now we could say like, maybe that island was given to him by somebody else. And we've obviously talked about that stuff in the past, where he got the island, but it's like the perfect place. If you're wanting to try to be like, you know, in the dark about it, and no one really knows what's going on. And he probably never thought he was going to get caught, you know? So, like, but why does that, why does it have to be anything bigger than him? If he had the setup to do it, and people knew that he had the setup, and that was a place they could go seemingly.
I think it's bigger than just him, because the lists would be out. Like, you'd have the names of the clientele who went there already.
I know, but.
And the fact that we don't have that implies that there's some big names on there, and it's like this bigger operation than what we think. You know, it's not just like. Yeah, a pervert island.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. We're mixing up each other's. I understand now what you're saying. There's bigger names on the list than Epstein himself. Yes. That's true.
Oh, for sure.
But what I'm saying is,
I mean, when you have a fucking prince on there, you're fucking.
Let me put it this way. The house party, the guy that has the house party is not always the most popular person at the party. You get what I'm saying? Like, if he had the place to do it and he had the funds to do it, doesn't mean that he's the biggest figure
there.
People
are gonna show up.
People will show up because they know. And it's the word of mouth, and Hollywood's gross, and politicians are gross a lot of times, right? So it was, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, Bill Clinton is obviously bigger than Epstein. Like, obviously, Prince Andrew, and I'm sure there's some names that we haven't heard that are going to be much bigger than Epstein.
Bill Gates.
But my point is like, the operation.
The guy in the wheelchair?
Oh, yeah, Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
I bet he's Stephen Hawking on some puss.
But my thing
he
is
doing Stephen Hawk Tua. Stephen Hawk Tua, dude. Write it on the board.
He just goes, munch, 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 munch.
Jesus. Oh, spit on that thing. Move like that again.
Yeah. I just don't. I'm trying to go on the other side. I'm sure that there probably are bigger figures that are paying for the things that you see here. Bigger than Epstein. I'm just throwing out there that it doesn't have to mean that it is, right? He could just be the guy. Like, even P. Diddy. P. Diddy's not going to be the most famous person necessarily at the parties that he was throwing. Like, when you have modern celebrities coming through, I mean, Diddy's obviously big, but, like, there's more relevant people, for sure, that would go to his parties now. Like, Justin Bieber is much bigger than, you know, Puff Daddy himself, in my opinion. Like, he's a bigger figure that most people know about, right? But that doesn't mean that there's somebody above him.
So you're saying like the bigger people pay to keep the list quiet or something? This is.
No, I think, listen, Hollywood's.
No, I bet there's people implicated on the list on the list that have the power to keep it from getting out in the first place. They wouldn't want to implicate. They wouldn't want their name being outed, but also they're probably in the pocket of people that are bigger than them. If they protect the people bigger than them, then they're protected.
Now, I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying. I
but
think,
so why do you think it would come out now, though? Do you think that they lost their power and their money, or
I think they lost the power to control it.
I think there's a high chance of that. I think, like, when you see all the, I don't know, man. I think that this particular group of people around Trump is very different than what we had before, and I just think there's more people that are willing to push it forward. And, like, as far as the why would it not be released, well, everybody knows everybody, that kind of a vibe, right? And so if you are part of this shady government shit and you're in, you know, and all of a sudden you get the opportunity to see the real list and you're like, holy fuck, man, like, I know that person and this group knows this person and we all spend time with this person, like, you don't want that shit getting out because it may or may not come back to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they all know each other, man. Like, listen, this list is just the beginning list. Once you see this, who do those people hang out with?
Well, yeah, and I think that's why it said there's going to be some info tomorrow. This is going to be, it's not going to be a release and then that's it. I feel like it's going to be a continuous thing where there's just going to be more and more shit coming after whatever is tomorrow.
I mean, after this, if they release the names and the flight logs and they start releasing some other information, like the only other thing after this to me is just like, what blackmail shit do you have? That's all I give a shit about anymore.
No, just because you went to the island doesn't mean you're a criminal.
No, I know. I'm
doesn't
saying
mean
I want
to. Doesn't mean you're the, one of the sick fucks that partook in the after shit.
I want to see the videos though.
I don't know if I want to see the videos.
I want
to. I mean, I want to know.
I don't want to see kids.
I want to know the video evidence exists. I don't necessarily want to see it,
dude. You can listen, watch a documentary. You can see a situation happen all the way up to the point of murder and understand like what's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's true. And be like, that guy's fucked up. And like, I'm not saying I want to see any of that shit. I'm just saying I want to. If there's this, if Bill Clinton's
you
in there,
you want to see the video, the proof of the video.
Yeah, I think people deserve to see how gross these people are. If those videos exist, or the calls, or the blackmail, you know, the recorded calls and them talking about shit that they should not be talking about, that stuff needs to be released. Because you can say that so and so is bad. I can say Bill Clinton's disgusting and he loves kids, but and you're like, well, maybe, dude, you know, possibly. But if you actually have a video of him saying like, you know, got that kid over here ready for me. Oh, yeah. You know, like that shit.
Well,
changes.
Dude, remember? Supposedly there were those screenshots of like the cameras from Epstein Island, right? Mm. And I don't know if it was like a Q type of thing or was it one of those posts.
Well, with the one that people are saying looked like Hillary Clinton standing there.
Yeah.
No, it looked like Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. That's what it was.
Right. It had her same freaking like the wide freaking weird stance that she does. Which is
that's
like too much wine.
Like, is that believable? Like, is like in hindsight? Like,
she looked like a
Sasquatch
you see in the wilderness.
Yeah, dude, she's
like nasty. She was a little bit blurry. Even
I just like here's the thing that I kind of vaguely remember the photos that we were looking at, and my argument would be there's no way that if you're blackmailing the biggest figures that you know the world's seen, right? Leaders, political leaders, Hollywood. You're not having some fucking 1080p fucking bullshit. You're going to have zoomed in cameras, nice fucking quality. You want the best picture. I want to see the wrinkles on your face because I want you to know that, hey, if you say something, look at this clear ass picture of you. You're not going to see some fucking Dollar General fucking camera system that's like, oh, that kind of looks like Nancy Pelosi.
But you know what? That's kind of the way it always fucking is with security cameras, right?
No.
Like, they're always shitty as fuck for some reason.
Nah, go look at Target compared to fucking other places. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can track you. They can zoom into your fucking... Like, there's nice systems out there. And a billionaire or multi-millionaire.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Because you go through and you look at, like, the photos that were released or whatever of his house and, like, of wherever they were. Everything was very fucking outdated. Everything was. Like, the furniture was.
It was.
The fucking... Yeah. Everything was.
Yeah. That's because you're always...
So I don't know if, like, he actually...
Yeah.
If he just lived a huge fucking lavish lifestyle and didn't give a fuck about updating the shit.
Dude, when you're coming on couches constantly, you can't just constantly replace them. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
That's true. It gets expensive.
They don't make them like they used to, man. Those old 80s leather couches,
they held up. They held up
clean,
to some abuse, if you know.
Yeah, man. And plus, look at him. Like, sometimes those older guys, they like those 80s vibes, the 90s. The 90s were the era of cocaine, dude, and drugs and fucking...
That's true.
It was probably like, you know, it made Bill Clinton a little bit more comfortable. He's like, I like your floral choice. Man,
yes.
This was a good design. This rug reminds me of Monica.
Oh, God. That's a blue rug. I mean, doesn't Gates still wear like the fucking sweater vests and shit? Like
and turtlenecks?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
shit,
the fucking guy's living back in 95. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fine. It's cool.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm excited about it, but we'll see what really comes of it. Who's the biggest name that you think released? If you just had to throw a name out there, who do you think is going to be the biggest name on the list? Let's not talk about Bill, but like, who do you think could be on that list that you would be like, oh, damn, they said that?
I think it's going to be people who have been outspokenly against Trump. You're going to see a lot of like either
Democrat leaders
or like, or Republicans that don't like Trump. You're going to see a lot of people that go against Trump and they're going to use. That's why I think this is like a political move, dude. I think they know there's a lot of anti-Trump people who are implicated in this.
Yeah.
And when they get that shit out, like it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like it makes sense. Like that's why they want Trump not to win, because they don't want this shit getting out. Right.
I think that one will hit. I think that will hit if there's like political names that are like high Democrat leaders or even Republican people that have been like fucking what's this, the old fuck that says he's not going to run again, that he just pauses now, like a Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah.
this? McConnell?
Oh, Mitch yeah. McConnell?
Or yeah. like people like that of that caliber.
Mitt Romney, I don't know.
But I think the what's going to hit the public the most, honestly, is the names of celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, celebrities always
yeah, that. I mean, that'll hit people who
I think
like,
there's
going to
be
really
probably names of celebrities that people wouldn't have guessed, maybe. The general public. And that's gonna everyone. They're gonna be like, "Whoa, fuck!"
Yeah.
I guy's a sick fuck. Damn.
The reason I don't like the whole like politically like motivated kind of thing is that like the Democrats were doing it. You know what I mean? Like you did it. Like you can't just. I'm not saying you, but you can't just be like, "Well, you can't do that because it's just Democrats." You're just like, yeah, your party fucking. I'm not saying. I bet you there's Republicans too. There's definitely gonna be Republicans, but that dirty deep state kind of stuff, I think, is like. I don't give a fuck who you're. Like, it has to be exposed, man.
Right. And then I think you're going to find, well, I think you're going to find ties to our own CIA intelligence operations, right? And so that is probably why, you know, you had like James Comey, FBI, the head of the FBI, kind of really going after him and be like, dude, we got to not have this guy in. Right. So you might have either if you're not on the tapes. And that's why I want to know who paid for the tapes and what were the tapes being used for and what was this stuff being used for. Because, like, those people are implicated, too. Like, way more than – not maybe not way more, but the people who diddled kids need to go away forever and never breathe again.
Yeah.
But the people who recorded that and did something with that to influence maybe something in the world also need to go down.
Agree.
Right?
Agree.
And that's why I'm like –
I just want
who knew about this shit and who did it.
I want clarification because I for me, like it's all bad, right? Like let's say Comey, for example. Let's say hypothetically he has nothing to really do with the actual Epstein stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like let's say that he, because we know the government does this shit, right? Mm-hmm. We know that they hide stuff from the public because they don't want mass
panic or disruption,
or any of that kind of stuff. So what if he sees this and he's like, oh my goodness. It's hypothetical, right? He's like, dude, if we release this, the whole government's going to collapse. The whole thing's going to collapse. We can't release this. Like, I know they're bad people, but we can't release this because everything will fall apart. He still should be punished for that, though. Like, I know he didn't maybe diddle a kid, but I'm saying he also, like, the vast majority of people that are evil that are walking around aren't serving any time for it. Like, they're just fucking eating lobster, dude, and acting like, another day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another day.
I mean, Amy Robach said she had the story about Epstein 3 years before it actually blew up. But she couldn't release it because her producers said, hey, you have to focus on the royal wedding.
Yeah.
And remember, there was that famous clip of her going around and like she was mad because she didn't break the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, kids are still getting like diddled and you're upset because you couldn't break the story?
I mean, there has to be some consequence to the people that were never there but saw evidence of what was going on and never did anything about it. It's an obstruction.
For sure,
at minimum, it's obstruction of justice, right? Because you're not allowing this to move forward because of the names that you see.
What's the word they use for that if you were like not directly participating in the crime but you were like there?
That's the
what's it called? It's not
an
like
accomplice?
An accomplice,
yeah. Or not.
It is, but it's a little different in this situation, but it is. It's like you are allowing this to not go the full distance because you're holding stuff back.
Yeah.
And who are you?
That they're even holding back, but you knew information that you didn't provide.
That's holding back.
Yeah, kind of.
You're not releasing it. Like you do not have the right to withhold information. It's the same thing with the aliens and everything else. You don't have the right to withhold information that you know. What makes you so important that you can know? But we can't.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 foot long deal. That's right. Order now on the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Yeah, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, if you know, we should all know. That's how I feel about it.
Well, and it's not like if you know, we should all know. It's all the people that are involved, we should fucking know.
Yeah.
Like, especially if they're running our country.
I would just be curious how many people were elected afterwards. If there was people that were elected into whatever position, you know what I mean, that had been there, they would obviously have never been elected. And what things, if they were elected, what things did they pass and move forward that they would have never passed and moved forward had they never been in office, right?
Well, like, how many things did they pass and move forward that benefited their lifestyle?
Well, I think most of them.
And that's the only reason why it got passed or put through.
Yeah. So I saved a post by MJ Truth Ultra. This is from December 3rd, 2024. And he's talking about billionaire Reid Hoffman. Mm. And apparently Reid Hoffman went to Epstein Island. But Reid Hoffman also paid for Trump's accuser in this like rape lawsuit. So he was like paying for that lawsuit, I guess. I don't know how, but he was a LinkedIn founder, Reid Hoffman. He has given millions of dollars to the Democrats, visited the White House multiple times. Apparently, he visited Epstein's Island. And he left the United States after Trump won. And you can click on like some of these things. And then Elon Musk apparently is talking about Reid Hoffman being on the client list. And then...
So, I think that happened yesterday or something. It was pretty funny to watch. But she'll just say whatever words are on the teleprompter. So, you know, it's really whoever controls the teleprompter is the actual sort of, that's who's actually in charge.
And who is that, do you think?
Well, I've tried to pin it down. It's not like any one kind of mastermind. It's not like, it seems to be like Kamala's sort of a marionette with, you know, a thousand puppet masters type of thing. Like not it's or maybe it's somewhere north of 100 is what it seems like.
Yes. I bet you know 80 of them.
I probably know most of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just by virtue of your job and what you've been doing for the last 30 years, I mean,
yeah.
And I should say, I think you voted for
Biden. I'd like to see a matchup of those, call it the top 100 puppet masters on the Epstein client list.
Do you think there's some overlap?
Strong overlap. Strong overlap.
When are we going to see that list, do you think?
I don't know. It's mind-blowing they've not tried to prosecute even one. Not even the worst offender on the Epstein client list. They've not even tried to prosecute even one. That's insane.
Well, because they have a lot of diabetic grandmothers who were outside the Capitol on January 6th. They're kind of occupied.
Yeah, I mean, they've put like whatever... 500 or 600 January 6 protesters in prison, and not one person on the Epstein client list.
Will that ever come out, do you think?
You know, I think part of why Kamala's getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yes.
And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome.
Yeah. Do you think Reid Hoffman's uncomfortable?
Yes.
Dude,
he answered that quickly.
What a weird feeling, man.
I only asked that because
thinking about that.
You just look at them and you're like, that's a nervous person right there. I don't know. I mean, I assume you know them. Yeah.
Yes. Reid Hoffman was my vice president of business development at PayPal.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
does he seem nervous to you?
Yeah. I mean, he's terrified of a Trump victory.
Because of the disclosure that would follow?
I think, yeah, I mean, I think he's certainly ideologically not aligned with Trump anyway, but I think he is concerned about the Epstein situation.
Damn, dude.
Right? That was a long, like, I wish we could have just had the last 50 seconds.
Yeah,
that,
I know.
That's okay, though. You get the whole context, though, to be fair. And, you know, it's, you heard the whole thing said. And that's a weird feel, you know, like, when you really think about it, especially, like, being a person like Elon, right? Or, and we've talked about this with Trump, right? Like, you're such a huge figure. Diddy is another example. You're such a predominant figure that if you get into the music industry, like, think about this maybe 20 years ago, right? You know, we played in bands and stuff, and like, if we were ever playing in bands and we got invited to like the big party and like Puff Daddy's there, and you'd be like, what the fuck, Puff Daddy, dude? Like, holy shit. Like, they don't realize how, a lot of these people come in, don't realize how big these people are and like how gross that they are. And Elon obviously has been bumping shoulders for a long time. I guess filthy rich, dude. Trump's been bumping shoulders for a long time, you know, but like, can you imagine just like how sickening that would be to know that everybody that you've been talking to over the years, the people you've worked with, are all that gross? You know what I mean? Like, that's
tough. Do you think it, like, they didn't know that?
I think they,
like, well, I think they knew that, dude. You know what I mean?
To some extent, Greg. Yeah. To some extent.
Like, you can't hang out with those guys and then not see that activity and go, whoa, this guy's fucking rubbing his nipples hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, well, listen, right? You know, you see that shit.
My thing, I guess, just like, it's hard to imagine, you know, because I think they're so much bigger than we realize, like how gross these parties were when you hear about people talking about it. But like, when we were at house parties and shit back in the day, or just out or at a club or at a bar or whatever we were doing, like, you could spot the guy that's like, that dude's kind of fucking weird. You know what I mean? Like, that dude's got some like pretty nasty fucking things that he's into. But you don't necessarily know that he's... It's kind of like a murderer, right? Like, these people are friends with murderers. They didn't realize that they were killing people. They just said they were off. Like, this neighbor, he's really off. He's a weird dude. You don't expect that he's killing children or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how much they... other than just, like, these people have really sick kind of quirks and kinks. And I think that's a lot of it, is that they were kinky and gross and had orgies and would fuck each other's wives and shit. And when you see that, you're like, oh yeah, they're weird. But like, you were taking advantage of children. Like, that's another level a little bit, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know that you always assume that. And so maybe there is, I don't know. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine that you're just around people and you're like, even if they're kind of weird, and all of a sudden you find out that they all were doing this, like, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Well, man. So like, I think about Trump, and honestly, I think about him being involved in like New York real estate, and that's got to take some like tough skin, dude.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, you got to know who to talk to, and you're gonna, like, people are gonna try to take advantage of you. They're gonna try to like steal your money, steal your opportunities, steal your deals, and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to play hard too, you know?
Yes.
And so I think that if you watch, like, Where Is My Roy Cohn, the documentary, you find out that Roy Cohn is kind of like this mentor to Donald Trump. And Roy Cohn is like this vicious, rabid, frickin' lawyer. Mm-hmm. He was gay, right? And, like, he had this intimate relationship with this soldier. And, like, there was, like, this, like, he wanted to keep it on the quiet because, like, being gay back then was, like, a no-no. It was, like, the Mad Men days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you watch that movie and you go, okay, this guy helped Trump kind of become who Trump was. And then I think, like, along the lines, Trump buys this hotel that's notorious for capturing blackmail on people. Like, there's yeah, like, cameras in the hotel rooms. And I think that's why he knows about, like, Trump knows about cameras being hidden places. And so it's like, he's been around the block. He knows something about collecting blackmail on people.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe, I think Trump might have blackmail on people too.
It's possible.
And maybe that's why he was never touched. That explains why he's never been killed. That explains why he's maintained the success, right? Like, when you see the clips of the mob trying to get after him, hey, we could never touch him. Why couldn't they touch him? Maybe he had blackmail on people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think he knows the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, to change the game, you kind of have to step in and be like, dude, I know the game. And he doesn't drink and he doesn't do drugs. So that's another thing, too. He's always in clarity. So
Yeah. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. I don't know, man. It's weird to think how many people are probably scared to death right now, and rightfully, you should be. You know what I mean? Because it's been years, dude. We've been talking about this for years. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on way before that even. But I'm saying when it really broke and all this stuff happened, it's like then, years back, we were saying like, man, anytime. Like we could see this. And, you know, it just never came out. And like these people kind of, I bet you, got comfortable. Especially when Trump lost. And they were probably like, fuck. Whew. Thank God. Holy crap, dude. You know, not realizing that the man was going to run again. And win, you know what I'm saying, at that point. So, listen, I believe in, like, karma and shit, and, like, I don't think you can escape these kind of things. I think if you're a bad person and you do bad shit, it comes to you at some point. Even if you don't get arrested, I think it's a really crappy life that you have. You know what I mean? Because, like, you're thinking about it. Whether you regret it or you were fine with it, it's still gross. And you know it's gross. Deep down, you know it's gross. And that you can't feel good about yourself at all. So, I just hope they have something happen to them, man. I think they deserve to be locked up. And like you said, it hung, if that's the case. Doesn't bother me one bit.
It reminds me of that one Q post that was like, suicide weekend. You know what I mean? Mm. And it was referring to Epstein stuff dropping. And I'm like, that's one that kind of sticks in the back of my mind. And I'm like, okay, we'll see if that ever happens.
Well, it could be soon. You know, like, listen, if they drop a list tomorrow, like she says, or possibly tomorrow, let's keep it real.
Yeah. She said she did change it to hopefully tomorrow.
Either way, though.
She was like,
I don't know if she was talking about what, depending, like, if she was saying stuff was going to be released, and then she was saying hopefully this and this will be released also, but I don't know.
Mm. Listen, he had his first cabinet meeting of his second term, okay? Just was it today or was it yesterday? I can't remember now. Where he had everybody in the room. They were, you know, they were taking interviews and shit, and they were, you know, asking or answering questions. I think the timing of that to this is interesting. I think that, like, this has to be a discussion between all of them, even the ones that aren't directly involved or not going to be directly involved. Your Kennedy and all this other stuff. Like, this is going to, like, ruffle people. This is going to ruffle feathers, man, in all aspects. Sure. And, like, there has to be some game plan to this, because, you know, as soon as this comes out, the fucking Warhammers are coming out, because they have to defend whatever they end up saying. They have to defend it.
Well, that was the excuse. there was this thought that's why they would pull the plug on the internet when this stuff came out, because it would, like, stop the spread. But it's like you're just delaying it.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, that's right? Not stopping it. And the way that, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. It's going to come out. There's nothing you can do about it. Like, you can prolong it a little bit longer, but there's nothing you can do about it.
It's funny. I saw this post on X that was saying you should drop all this stuff before the Oscars come out. And the Oscars is Sunday, March 2nd. Mm-hmm. So this upcoming Sunday.
How sick would that be? If you could, like, Pam Bond,
Ricky Gervais up there.
No, like you just, you know, let's say that there was some good people in Hollywood and they knew that this was part of the, you know, because you know how government works with Hollywood, right? Let's say there was actually some decent people in Hollywood, some real patriotic people that are like, we need to clean this fucking house, right? And they just said, you know what, Pam, we'll give you a spot. We're not going to tell anybody you're coming out. And she just comes out. The award goes to blah, 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 and they win the trophy. And then next announcer, Pam Bondi, she comes out. She's like, hey, Hollywood, how's it, you know, and just releases the names in front of the fucking people. Like, oh, my God, that would be the number
never
one
happen,
view.
But that
would
awesome.
Never happen. But you want to talk about the most views ever seen on anything would be that particular situation. Did you watch that? Have you watched this here? I didn't even watch it, but my wife did. What was that? It has that fucking...
Zero Day.
Did you watch that?
I haven't watched it, no.
No.
It's interesting. I was catching it as she was watching it, and it's about like a... I think it's about like a blackout situation.
Yeah, cyber attack. Zero Day is a cyber attack.
Yeah, but I'm not going to... you know, if you haven't seen it, it's new, so I'm not going to spill the beans, because I did watch the last episode. I thought it was ironic, the gentleman, what's his face that does... What's that guy's name?
De Niro.
You know, he hates Trump, right? But I felt like watching the pieces that I watched, I was like, he's kind of playing a Trump. He's playing a figure that's like trying to expose what's really happening, which I think is weird because he hates Trump so much. Mm. But he's also playing this figure that is exposing what's going on. And it's pretty devastating, really. But there's a point where he says it. You know what I'm saying? He says the things that he's going to say, and he says it in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. In a situation where it's like, what is that called? Like when they come out and do their address. What's that? I'm brain farting right now. Where they address the nation.
Like a presidential address or something?
Well, you know, the big thing that they do once or twice where Nancy Pelosi ripped the fucking papers up.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
State of the Union.
State of the Union, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see this. When I saw that, I was like, I want that to happen. I want this to happen. I want this to be like when nobody's expecting it and all those names come out and everybody's watching it because they don't expect it to happen. You know what I mean? Like it's some Joker thing where it's like you're watching a late night show and then all of a sudden he's like holding a gun to this dude's head and everybody's like, what the fuck? You know, like this is not, like, I don't want people dying or anything. I'm just saying, I want this to happen and have people see it that wouldn't normally see this and see these names come out when they wouldn't normally expect to see it. A lot of people aren't going to search it out.
That's true. It would be cool to just have like you said, a State of the Union and it's just them reading the names.
Yeah.
And especially like if Trump was standing there and was making somebody else read the names and then they ended up reading their own name, that would be great.
Dude, do you remember like I fell into this, dude, and I was like, oh, this could happen. The Dave Wilcock 3 Days of Darkness where they were saying, yeah, it's going to be a Friday.
No, 10
Saturday,
days
Sunday.
Of darkness.
10 days, right?
Oh, 10 days.
Yeah.
10 days where you're going to have this 8-hour loop and it's going to expose everything that they've done. You're going to have videos, you're going to have trials, you're going to have evidence and all. And I'm like, damn, dude, I can't believe I fell for that shit.
Well, listen, I think the movie script that is, because that's what it is to me. It's like this fictional kind of like movie idea. I think the
like
idea,
Scooby-Doo. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a fascinating thing, but I don't think effective. I think if that actually more people would be panicking because they don't know what's going on. And that would be scary more than it is informative. You know what I'm saying? For some. So I don't know that that's it. But I think we've overshot something a long time ago. And I think that's just like when these names get released, that they will be so significant on their own. They don't need the makeup, the lights, and all the other things. That they'll just be that. They're going to be significant. And it's going to be hard. Just like Masterson from that 70s show, that whole situation. Now, granted, lower level kind of situation. But people know him. You know what I'm saying? That show was very popular. They know who he is. And they did not try to save him when he came out. Like, some did. But I'm saying the public did not try to save him.
Scientology tried.
Yeah, but the public, even if they loved him on the show, they did not try to save
his ass.
No, they
turned on him immediately.
Or what's the guy's name? Fucking old fish
Weinstein.
Dick? Yeah.
Weinstein,
whatever, dude. They didn't try to save him. I think there gets to a point where you can't... You are bad for trying to save him, and you won't do it. Even if you were like, oh, I like that guy, you're not going to be able to do it, you know?
Mm.
I said the other day, though, I was showing Chris, man, what's his name? The fucking kill him gently or whatever. Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
He came out, and there was that the new videos, right, of him talking about Pierce.
Oh,
Guy Pierce.
Guy Pierce, that guy coming out against him.
Guy Pierce was saying that he felt like a victim.
He did something to me. In the 90s.
Yeah. Like on some
or
old
whatever,
show.
Whatever,
he's
whatever
like,
it was. Yeah.
I guess in hindsight, I probably was a victim. And then Kevin Spacey came out and was just like, you were no victim. Did you want me to tell you about when you flew to hang out with me and spend time with me? You want to talk about that? Like, there was a piece of me after I was just like, I don't know. I kind of like that, Kevin Spacey. I kind of like that. You know what I mean? Like, he's calling him out. And in hindsight, with that guy, like, is there a chance that all that stuff
was
fucking
was
not
up?
Real? I mean, is there any chance at all that like he was
with Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, that he was just like completely set up. And
why were his accusers dying left and right?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm with you on that because that's a hard one to.
That
go.
Is,
but
unless they fake that too, just to make it look even more real.
Well, what if they didn't fake it? Like, let's say for what some, if, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, like
if
the opposition framing him killed them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To make him look even
like,
more guilty.
Yeah, because we've seen that in movies where like they kill the people and put their body. I mean, we even saw that with the Penguin and shit, right? Where it's like they set the fucking death up to make it look like it's part of this.
Yeah.
Listen, he's a bad guy. I'm pretty sure he's a bad guy. But there is a little tiny. I'm just like, damn, really, man? I really want to believe that.
He's such a good actor, though.
He's so good, man. And like, okay, so his world's falling apart, probably deservingly. right? Yeah. Probably deservingly. But
he has no money.
Then, like, this Guy Pearce thing, there's just something about that that kind of rubbed me wrong. I'm like, that's the shit that I don't like. I'm like, dude, this was 20-something years ago, and you're a dude. You're like, Guy Pearce is a guy's guy, like a guy, okay? He's a dude. If you felt uncomfortable, you'd beat his ass and talk about it then. Like, or talk about years ago when he was obviously had all these accusations. Why bring it up now? It's a weird... I don't get it, man. Like, why are you just now... Is it like you're kind of losing some of your popularity and you want to be back in the fucking news again or something? But, like, it's weird. That's why sometimes...
That's a bad story to be in the news, though. Like, molesting...
Well, he never said that,
though. Getting molested.
He never even said that. And I don't know if Guy Pearce is gay. He may be. I don't even actually know.
I have no idea.
But seemingly from what he said, that Guy Pearce flew on out to spend some quality time with him, I'm guessing... Suck some dick. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. He was getting that Spacey dick. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm just disappointed that Spacey stopped doing those Christmas videos.
I know.
You know?
I know. I know.
Being the House of Card character.
That was a really good character.
It was.
Yeah.
Listen, most of his
Frank
characters
Underwood?
Were pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
He was a good actor, man. He was a really good actor. If that never
but how
happened.
How creepy were those Christmas videos? He's talking about shanking people and he's like, stabbing the fire.
Yeah.
Keep your enemies closer. Shut your fucking mouth.
Well, that's the thing, though. Is it him being a creepy fuck, or is it him, like, mocking the accusations?
Well,
or it's him, like, sending a message and just being a creepy fuck. Because, like, it comes off as, wow, you're sending this message, and then the next day, your accuser dies. Like,
I mean,
the next day, dude.
True.
I know. I certainly
it
do
is
not.
Hard.
I'm not going to justify it because, I get it. I get it. But I will say this. People like Michael Jackson, people like Marilyn Manson, right? Like, Manson specifically has done some not great things. But I'm just saying they're very easy targets, right? Like, Michael Jackson's a pretty easy target. Personality-wise, the way he is, the way he grew up, the way that he lived his life, pretty easy to go after him. And then people go, well... He's a little weird. He does hang out with a lot of children. It's pretty easy. And, like, the only thing I say is Kevin Spacey does have a personality that, whether this happened or didn't happen, he's still a weird dude. He's a very weird guy and almost, like, condescending and kind of, like, an asshole, arrogant. He has that wealthy, like, arrogance to him. And, like, maybe he's just a kind of an easy target, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he makes these videos and he just comes across creepy. He's a creepy dude.
He's photoed, right, with Ghislaine Maxwell sitting on the throne of the queen.
I know. I know. I don't want to bring it up because you're right. You're so fucking right. Like, the dude's...
He has, like, all these deep connections, dude.
That
so
dude has definitely molested people. I'm just saying he definitely has. Yeah. I'm not trying to say that he didn't. I'm just saying I don't like the Guy Pearce shit. I don't like that. I don't like that you were coming out now and you could have then. And you could have probably beat his ass then. You know what I'm saying? If he tried to touch your dick and you didn't want him to... I mean, like, you couldn't beat up Kevin Spacey, and he's like, well, he was such an intimidating man. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude, you pussy. Like, what are you doing? Like, if somebody's trying to touch your dick, you become
Kevin Spacey
a superpower. You know what I mean?
If Kevin Spacey wasn't Kevin Spacey, and you've seen that guy on the street as you're walking, he's not an intimidating man.
Well, I mean, maybe he's more vicious than we know, but that's not the point.
But that's, even vicious or not, like, just walking, just in the presence of him, he's not intimidating.
But see, my thing is none of us are like fighters. None of us are like these badass
the
hardcore.
I know, we're not.
We're not. But I'm saying.
But he's still not intimidating.
I know, but my point is.
Like, if Kevin Spacey tried to tuck my dick, I'm fucking beating his ass.
Tuck your dick?
That's what I'm saying.
That too.
That's what I'm. Listen, I'm saying the weakest person. The most,
he would try to tuck my dick.
I would think.
You little dick tucker?
I'm saying that the weakest person.
Dick Tucker's going on the board,
that
dude.
Does not want to. Dick Tucker?
Yeah.
Okay, write that down. God damn it.
Tuck my dick. God damn it.
I'll write it on my hand. My point is that the weakest person, if somebody's trying to touch your dick and you're a man, even if you are not a fighter, even if you're weak, you're not going to want somebody touching your dick. And even if you lost, you'd still try to beat his ass. You know what I mean? Like, to me. Unless you
want
it.
Unless you want them to touch your dick.
Unless you want him to. This pen doesn't work. I'm just going to write on my... Oh, there it is. Dick Tucker? Right?
Yeah, right?
Okay, all
right.
Yeah, or tuck my dick, whatever. Either or.
I like the weirdness of Dick Tucker, because it's not really like...
Could be a name.
What is that? You
Dick
know what I'm
Tucker.
Saying? Right. Dick Tucker. Dick Tucker could be a name. So anyways, there was
an unfortunate name, but...
I know we're rolling here. So I was going to ask you what he thought about the gold thing that we're going to be doing here. The gold card. What do you think of that?
Have you heard about this, Greg?
The gold card. Uh-huh. Trump's gold card.
So there's going to be basically like there you get like a visa and like a...
It's a green card, but it's gold.
A green card, but it's for business. Like you get a gold card to do business in America.
No.
I thought that's what it was.
Nope. So it's going to cost $5 million. So if you're a wealthy individual that does not live in this country, you can pay $5 million to have a gold card, which fast tracks you to get a member to get citizenship.
Mm.
And it allows you to be in the United States and do business. And he's like, we want to promote more wealthy individuals coming to this country. I don't hate it. Like there's, I don't hate it.
What if you're like, what if you're a terrorist? What if you're a rich terrorist?
Well, listen, there's a process. There's still a process, man. It's not like, oh, you just got $5 million. Like here's your card. I mean, there's still,
the idea of finding a new way to collect income to the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like, I don't care how much money you have. You can stand in line like everybody else.
Listen, I think the idea is you want more people that come in that are willing to are smart people.
True,
I guess,
but also stand in line.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with it, man. You want to spend $5 million? Don't bother me at all, dude. $5 million is a lot of money. Not everybody's gonna be able to do that.
I mean, in the big scheme of things, $5 million is not a lot of money
for normal people.
It's losing its wow.
Okay, factor. I'm sorry. 99% of the world would not be able to afford that.
True.
Well, then you have to wonder, what are you coming in the country to do? And that's what I would be curious to do. Curious to know, right? Like, if you're going to spend $5 million just to get in, mm-hmm. what is your plan?
I know, but
are you going to manufacture something? Or are you going to create jobs? Or are you
want to chill? That's his goal. That's what he's talking about. He said that the idea is to bring in entrepreneurs, people that want to be in this country to pay taxes. These obviously are people that could be paying a lot into taxes that would help the economy, that would create jobs. I don't think it's going to be widely used. I got to be honest with you. I don't think it's like something that we're going to see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people doing it. But I do think that some people may be interested because they don't have to go through the whole process. Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
And last thing real quick. Did you hear about the Swalwell shit?
Swalwell. No.
That's interesting. That's fun. That's an
interesting one. What was his name? Wang Wang?
Talked about it. Yeah.
Fang Fang.
All right. Fang Fang. Real quick. And we can dive into this more because I think more will come out on this. There's a 90-minute video that just came out. The video is there. And the dude filming actually talks to him. He goes to, it's at 10 o'clock at night at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The dude was there with his girlfriend having dinner. And Swalwell shows up and he's like, this place was empty. And this guy sat right next to me with some lobbyists and other people. And he's like, he was fucking drunk off his ass. And he was like yelling all this shit that you do not want to be saying to the public people. And everybody in the restaurant heard it. He was talking about orgies at parties. He was talking about wanting to fuck Trump's wife because she's so hot that he's sick of his wife. That he's like looking
Is
for some
wife
new tank.
Fang Fang?
No, that was just a girl. That was just a side chick. He's married, I guess.
Oh.
But he was dropping... I haven't watched the whole 90 minutes, but
this is actually a video of Swallowswell.
Look it up real quick. Swallowswell? We got 2 minutes. Look up X real quick and look up Swalwell. Yes, there's a video of him. And they come up and ask him about Fang Fang. And he's all drunk and shit, I guess. Listen, man. The dude that released its name... and you can look it up. It was... of course, I just took it out of here. What's the guy's name here? Exclusive Nick Sortor. Eric panics when asked about the Chinese spy girlfriend Fang Fang and whether that's a bigger national security threat than Elon Musk. I sat next to a drunk Swalwell in a dinner to go. Here it is. I sat next to a drunk Swalwell at a dinner for 90 minutes. He was immediately compromised by a group of lobbyists that had just met, spilling intimate details about his job and asking for help cheating on his wife. Massive national security threat. This guy should not have the clearance or should have his clearance revoked. Swalwell spent his dinner bragging about orgies on Capitol Hill, telling them that he was bored of his wife and only wants to fuck tens. Worse, he spoke about abusing his power on the White House Intel Committee, which he's since been booted off of, saying he pushed to subpoena Ivanka Trump.
Congressman, you referred to Elon
because she's hot as fuck. All this shit was being filmed by the guy. He's like, listen, guys, I want to be clear. I didn't hold my camera up. I was at the table, and I just pushed record because he was so fucking loud that everybody could hear, and you could hear it clear as day. So.
Everything on X right now is just him leaving something, and they're, like, confronting him.
He says that after I began questioning him, Swallow jumped back into the group of lobbyists to hide from me. I pressed on. Dude looked absolutely terrified, 100% guilty. And he was, I guess, drunk, just being drunk, dude. But he was talking about some orgies and some parties and some fucking... Mm. Yeah, man. So I think it's going to be... I want to watch the 90 minutes because apparently he's dropping some stuff that he shouldn't have been saying there. And that dude's still in government, right? Am I wrong? Is he still in government?
Yeah, he is.
That's not good.
It's not good.
It seems like he was told to do that. Like, why would he go out in public and do... Like, just start talking about a bunch of shit that he did and, like... It, you know what I mean? Like, create a story like this.
I don't know.
Because you're drunk.
I don't know.
Yeah, dude. But he gets drunk all the time, right? You would assume.
I don't know.
I mean, why now? Why would you fucking bomb? I mean, listen, like, let's hypothetically, like, that wouldn't that bomb your career? Like, what Democrat?
Do you think the Democrats care about their careers right now? Like, no, dude, probably, none of them are getting reelected.
Yeah, you're probably right. But if he's saying things that he shouldn't be saying, that's going to incriminate other people, you know, and possibly. I don't know, man. I mean, like, if you're talking about subpoenas and stuff and kind of, like, abusing power, he's not the only person that was involved in these things. So that would automatically, you'd have to look at the other people that were around him doing the same thing in the Intel committee at the time.
Mm.
It just doesn't make sense. It's weird. But there is a video. I mean, it's a video. It's not a doctored video. It is like a... It's a video.
And so you can't see him, but you can hear him.
No,
loudly,
you'll see the stuff, man. The guy, I guess.
I can't find it. It's just clips of him leaving some hotel thing.
That's interesting.
And Laura Loomer's involved with it as well, of course.
Hmm.
There we go. Check it out, though. Check this out. Can you see this? I mean, there's obviously... Which camera? You can obviously see that he has video of him talking with a lot of
people. Right.
It's not just audio. This is there's video of him sitting there. He's like, the dude, the whole place is empty. He sat right next to me. He was right behind me. I could hear every breath he took. It was so loud. So why? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's next to go, dude.
He like James O'Keefe'd himself.
You know? Kind of, dude.
Yeah, right. O'Keefe'd himself.
He O'Keefe'd himself.
O'Keefe. Do you think he let out a nice juicy fart though? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, probably.
Just one for the old books.
I mean, when you're drunk, you never hold them in.
That's true, dude. You don't. Yeah. You're less likely to hold them in, dude.
Yeah.
It's looser. You're just like
You have no fucking self-awareness and you're just like fucking letting it go.
Which that's the point, though.
Don't get drunk with
Chris,
everybody.
You just said there's no self-awareness, and if you're not self-aware,
when you're that drunk, when you're buzzed, you still have some like.
I just want to hear him talking about Ivanka Trump, dude. I just want to hear that clip where he's like, "Man, she's so hot as fuck, bro. I just want to fucking subpoena her. You know what I'm saying? So with my subpoenas, you know, or something."
Yeah, I wonder subpoenas.
Subpoenas.
There you go, dude. That's deservable on the board too.
That's not a bad one, dude. All right, man. Fuck. Happy Wednesday, folks. Tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be here tomorrow for the show, but if that shit's released, man, we are going to have some stuff to talk about on Friday.
Yeah, get on Patreon, everybody. We're going to be talking all about it.
Absolutely, man. All right, cheers, y'all.
Later, guys.
Peace.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.